41.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there, completely free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. I want to apologize to Jay in California. He was holding on. I don't know if he's still listening. We had, I guess, a micro station out there in Cali. In Gilroy, and I completely just spaced out. It wasn't because we were trying to avoid your call, Jay. Just a total space job on my case. So if you want to call back in, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. We were in the midst of a email last hour that came in from somebody who's got a bit of critique for us here on Free Talk Live. He thinks that we're agitators.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Al, and he's from New York City. And he claims to be a libertarian, but he's apparently the type of libertarian who doesn't believe in doing a darn thing. He thinks that the country's the freest country in the world. We've just got so much freedom as Americans. Why bother rocking the boat? What's the deal?
He said so on Fox News, man.
By the way, it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And so he says, yeah, no big deal. We've got a lot of freedom. He calls it virtually unlimited freedom here in the United States.
Huh.
And he goes on to address that some of the issues we talk about here on the show, he goes on to address taxation. He says that, sure, there's taxes, but millions of people avoid them. So it's not like you're unfree. You just avoid the taxes. What's the big deal?
What about when the Federal Reserve prints more money and causes inflation? Are you going to avoid that tax?
Well, yeah, okay, good point. But the rest of the taxes, no big deal.
How are you going to avoid property tax? You can't.
You don't own a house, but then you pay.
How are you going to avoid sales tax? You can't.
Mm.
You might be able to avoid income tax,
but you're just walking the line.
You're
an agitator, Mark. You do is complain about taxes. You know, we have the freest country in America, and I'm a libertarian.
That's why, yeah, and that's why, you know.
See my problem with people calling themselves libertarians who aren't really libertarians?
That's the problem with his theory that income tax is, avoiding income tax is just as easy as, you know, writing a bunch of lies on a piece of paper or whatever. Is, not everybody's
calling
in the same circumstance as you are. They're not all able to completely hide what they're doing.
Sure.
And some of them have to actually, you know, tell fibs in order to not pay the taxes or whatever. And then they have a whole bevy of people working for this organization called the IRS that sent out auditors to ask you a bunch of questions on your time. And if you answer the wrong way, they charge you money. You don't pay that money, they put you in prison. That's
you
not freedom.
You can pretend like they don't exist, but the fact is they are out there hurting people.
Right. You can close your eyes to the Gestapo marching down the street, and that wouldn't mean that they weren't there. I'm not saying that there is a Gestapo marching down the street. They're at the airport going through your bags.
So he's upset with us. He thinks we're audio agitators. He thinks we're just out here stirring it up when we've got the greatest country in the world. Why don't we just go home, Mark? Let's forget about this whole Free Talk Live thing, and let's enjoy all the wonderful freedom.
Nobody agrees with us on that. I wonder how he feels about the Military Commissions Act.
He doesn't mention it.
No.
But he does mention that he doesn't like the fact that we talk about stories that take place in small town USA. Now, of course, this is the attitude of a New York City denizen. Al signs his email, sincerely, Al from New York City. So everything else is small town USA to Al. And why should he care what goes on in Alabama? Why should he care what goes on in California? Or why should he care what goes on in the United Kingdom? I mean, we talk about stories from the UK. We talk about stories from other countries. Does that have any bearing on what's going on in New York City?
Of course it does. It shows a trend.
Well, yeah, maybe it doesn't have any bearing immediately. Maybe it doesn't have any bearing when the United Kingdom bureaucrats pass a law. It may not right away, but down the line, that law could come here. And we've read stories where bureaucrats have said in the story, they've said, yeah, we went over to Singapore and they've got these lights on their cabs on their cars that show if they're going over a certain number of miles an hour, and we just think that's the greatest idea, so we're going to bring it here to New York City. But the reason we talk about these other issues is because they could come home, is because they do come home. And Al, we talk about New York City issues because we know that other people. Not because we've ever lived in New York City. I've been there to visit it, and I consider it an ugly, ugly place. But not because I care necessarily what's going on in New York City. I think if you care about freedom and you live in New York City, you've got a bit of a screw loose. I think you need to get the heck out and join the Free State Project.
Well, I think
because
that
there's no hope for freedom in New York City.
People become libertarians wherever they become libertarians, and you know, at some point or another, you just don't like New York City, and I happen to like it. I think it's you know, it's a place that
the bigger
I would like
the
to live.
City, the less a chance, at least in America, the less a chance it's ever going to get free.
I would
it's
say
gonna
that
take
that's
a those are going to be the last places if we ever have freedom spreading across America. The big cities, New York, L.A.,
yeah,
last
yeah.
places to...
I agree. I agree entirely.
So, Al does have some suggestions for us. He says, I apologize for being harsh, but I do enjoy your program and your goal, a freer state. But let's tackle the bigger issues. Corporate corruption. Okay, Al, let's tackle it. Corporate corruption. Well, if there was a very small government or no government at all, there would be no corporations, and all businesses would be run by individuals. They wouldn't be able to hide behind the shield of the corporation, which is the purpose of the corporation. The government created a legal entity to shield the business owners from liability. That's the purpose of a corporation.
Yeah.
So corporations would be gone. Therefore, there's that issue. Just address it in 30 seconds.
And you also have a lot of insider corporations that actually get lots of freebies and from the government.
Right. You know, corporations wouldn't be a problem at all, Al, if it wasn't for the government. Because the corporations hire lobbyists, and the lobbyists go and they get favors from the politicians. The politicians have power, power that they derive from you and I. It comes from this big oppressive government that we don't have.
And they use that power, they use those politicians to pave the way for them at the cost of the little guys.
Right.
The little guys,
you know,
who are getting hurt by the law.
All these things that they blame on corporations and you know, these business entities... Almost all this stuff. Now, there certainly are some things out there that, you know, in a libertarian world where corporations would have to be looked at. But if you just, at the very, very least, got rid of the big, overpowering, powerful federal government,
mm-hmm.
you would see corporate power diminish like you wouldn't believe.
Absolutely.
And then if you got rid of big, powerful state governments and big, powerful municipal governments in the process... Then you'd see corporate power really go away.
You want to talk about leveling the playing field.
Yeah.
That's the best way
mm-hmm.
to do it. Oh, he also wants us to address corrupt politicians. I think we do that virtually every
Oh, my God, that's
night.
All we do.
Take the money out of politics, for one.
Right. Now, we don't actually specifically attack individual politicians unless a story happens to break. I mean, if there's a story that we can't ignore, like the Mark Foley incident from 2006, you know, the guy that was talking with 16-year-olds in their underwear on the Internet, you can't ignore a story like that. But for the most part, I don't want to spend my time hunting out corruption amongst politicians because I know they're almost all corrupt. Politicians as a group, as a whole, are individuals who are in search of power. There are some exceptions to the rule. Ron Paul, I would say, is a relatively uncorrupt politician from Texas. But for the most part, you name a politician, and I'm going to presume he's corrupted, just because that's how it is.
The small government takes the big money out of politics, therefore it will attract people who want to serve us rather than steal from us.
Look at New Hampshire. I mean, even though, now you say that, Wayne, but even in New Hampshire, where they pay $100 a year to their representatives, you still have some power mongers just because they love the power, just because they love having that ability to vote yay or nay and control the state. But nonetheless, having that $100 paycheck certainly keeps some of the greedy power mongers out.
It's also an automatic term limit, too.
Al says, we should also attack special interest groups and the swell of illegal immigrants who refuse to Americanize. Oh, boy. Al. You know, you say you're a libertarian, and yet you have a problem with immigration?
This is a tough, tough libertarian issue, and I will not let you question his libertarianism based on this particular issue. It's not fair. This is advanced libertarianism.
I don't see why it's so advanced. I mean, it's just a matter of freedom to move around, Mark. The freedom to cross borders in a free country. You should be able to come and go as you please. If Mexico and Canada want to put up a bunch of restrictions and regulations, well, that's their own country. They don't deem to be a free country. We're supposed to be free, and it's a slap in the face against liberty to suggest otherwise, that somebody who comes here has to ask permission from a government bureaucrat, which is what's going on. That's the legal immigration process, where you beg for permission from some unaccountable board of bureaucrats as to whether or not you can come here and make a better life for yourself. Outrageous to suggest that it's unlibertarian to be for open immigration. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. They say beauty's only skin deep. Is this true for your car? Is your exterior a beauty while your interior is, well, you know, a beast? When we come back, I'll share some inside secrets.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Because this season's brutal on cars' interiors, an ounce of winter prevention is worth a pound of spring cure. Yes, dampness from rain, sleet, and snow causes seats to mildew, and carpet takes a beating from mud and heavy tread of winter boots. So clean cloth seats with foaming carpet cleaner, then spray with Scotchgard. For leather and vinyl, choose a cleaner conditioner that repels water and defends against drying and cracking. Then, protect carpets with vinyl floor mats. Though newspaper or cardboard may guard against dirt, they could slip and become a driving hazard. I'm Bobby Likas, brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there. WIKI.freetalklive.com. There had been a bug on the wiki recently, up until a couple of days ago. And it was what happened was our server crashed back in December, and we got everything back online. And as when you have to get a bunch of services back online from scratch, it's inevitable there's going to be some holes in a few different places. And so one of those bugs was that on the wiki, nobody could upload images. So anybody that was trying to create a new page and upload an image to it was getting an error. And I know that only a percentage of people will actually email me when there's an error like that. So I figured I'd let you guys know the wiki should be fully functioning at this point. WIKI.freetalklive.com. There's over 900 pages created by listeners like you at wiki.freetalklive.com. Just a few more thoughts for Al in New York City. Al, who supposedly is a libertarian, but doesn't think that this whole government thing's a big deal. He's really concerned with corporate corruption. He thinks that we live in a free country and that he thinks that we're essentially exaggerating when we suggest, and we have done so often on Free Talk Live, when we suggest that we're on a path towards tyranny in this country. And I don't understand how you could deny that we are on a path towards tyranny in the United States. I could understand that maybe you could just close your eyes.
We get evidence every single night.
Right, close your eyes and plug your ears and go, la, 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 this is the best country ever!
And you know, or you could dismiss it by saying, well, all that stuff happens down in those southern states or those small towns where the cops get all, you know, crazy and
that's
stuff.
That's not true. I mean, New York City, the bastion of big government, the Empire State. You've got, in New York City, you are the essentially the example, the ugly, ugly example for the rest of the country to take a look at as far as big government and government intrusiveness. You don't have a Second Amendment in New York City.
Nope. Forget it.
You don't have, I mean, there's so many laws there, it's insane. I remember there was one guy who was, I guess, ticketed for sitting out on a milk crate out in front of his place of business. Like unlawful sitting or something.
Didn't we do a story about a month ago about these new guard towers being erected in New York City?
Yeah, that's right. Times Square. A police tower. No, they're just keeping us safe. Wayne, what are you talking about? And, of course, the New York City Police Department is probably one of the most corrupt in the entire country. I don't know. LAPD up there. That's good competition between those two as far as corruption is concerned. But, Al, you live in one
I'm
of
the... I'm not sure I necessarily agree with the levels of corruption in those particular police departments.
Okay.
It would seem
you
to me
just hear more. You certainly hear more about
there's
corruption.
I did know a
former New York Police Department detective who did tell me personally that everyone he knew was corrupt on the squad. He told me personally. I mean, that's all I'm going on, Mark. It's just my personal experience.
I understand,
here.
But I believe that a small town sheriff has the opportunity to be more corrupt than a large police department.
It's all about the individuals.
Yeah, good point. I'm not saying that there aren't fully corrupt small town sheriffs, but on the scale of things, New York's definitely up there. Well, anyway, Al, you live in a place where there's huge government, major government intrusions into people's lives. I don't understand how you can just sit there and say to yourself, oh, you free staters, you're just a cult. Oh, you guys, you libertarians, you believe we're on a path towards a Gestapo state. What are you talking about? This is the freest country in the world. I'm so satisfied with our freedoms here in America. I don't understand why you're rattling the cage.
I'm chanting.
Why rock the boat? Well, you know what, Al? If you don't see it, that's fine. And if you want to sit there in your little New York City apartment or wherever it is that you live and think that you live in a free country, great. I'm glad you're happy and I'm glad you like your life. But for the rest of us who can see it happening, for the rest of us who can see the government growing by leaps and bounds, with the Democrats and the Republicans holding hands and skipping down the path towards tyranny, we see it happening every single day, and we point it out on this show. You can keep your eyes closed to it if you want to, but that doesn't make it any less true what we're talking about. And, you know, if the government was going in another direction, if it was going in a smaller government direction, we'd be on the air cheering it on every night.
Every time we see a ruling or some piece of news that shows the government getting smaller or a victory for freedom and liberty.
It's not often.
It's not often, but every time we see it, we talk about it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll get
we
maybe
want
one
to talk about good news on this show.
Absolutely. I want people to at least believe that there's a chance that we can turn this this thing around. But people like Al don't believe there is anything that needs to be turned around. In fact, Al points out that he thinks that the one of the big issues of the day is illegal immigration or illegal immigrants who refuse to Americanize, in his opinion. And Al, what you're doing here,
this whole city is full of immigrants, whether legal or illegal, that refuse to Americanize. I mean, his whole city.
Yeah, go to Chinatown.
But just,
Little Italy.
Get on the subway. I mean, like I have asked, I have gotten on that subway, I have asked white people for directions, and more than once, them not be able to communicate with me, okay? Now, I'm not saying that white people should be able to speak English, and it's not some kind of weird generalization like that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's a generalization I made because that's what I'm used to,
right,
that white people speak English almost every single time, and I've had that not happen.
Did it
in
make
New
you
York
angry,
City.
Mark? Did it make you fume?
No, it may surprise me a little.
Right.
You know, and it's because I don't need to control other people's behavior that badly. I don't need them to speak my language just because I do and I want them to.
Well, plus we understand because we've looked at the statistics, we've looked at the studies that shows that maybe they don't speak your language right now, but after a generation,
or
they're
two.
Fluent.
Yeah.
At two, maximum.
Yeah.
They're completely fluent. In fact, after two generations,
they don't
they
know how to speak
their old language.
Right.
Anymore.
Just right. like you, Al. Just like you.
And they
you don't speak the language of your great-grandfather either.
New York has been a grand melting pot for over 100 years. And what do you think the Statue of Liberty was? At one time, it was a processing area for immigrants who came over.
And it was a simple process. It
very
was,
simple. Yeah,
give us your name. Do you have any diseases? All right, you're in.
When the Italians came over, I was told that they used to just put 2NY on their forehead, and that's why so many of them are named Tony now.
800-259-9231. If you've got comments for Al, maybe you agree with Al. Maybe you agree that, Free Talk Live shouldn't be out there rocking the boat here in America, that we've got it good, that America, we're sitting pretty. There's no problems here. There's no monetary issues that could cause the country to come to a screeching halt. We shouldn't pay attention to little things like that. We should just enjoy sitting around watching television and drinking beer like the rest of America, right?
We should remember what part of our anatomy is most prominently displayed when our head is in the sand.
Excellent point. 800-259-9231. So Al's concerned with the illegal immigrants, but Al says that we're not on a path to a Nazi-like Gestapo state. But yes, Al, if people like you, people who think that immigration should be controlled by the government, get your way. And I don't know if Al believes this. I'm just talking in generalities now. The people who want to control immigration want to see
people
more,
who want to put big fences up on the borders.
Fences at the borders. They want to see mandated programs where businesses have to check their employees against a federal database to make sure they can even hire somebody. That's right. Businesses in America soon, they're working on this. And this isn't a scare tactic. This is for real. They're working on a program where any business owner will have to check with the feds before they can even hire somebody. They want these rules. They want the feds, the ICE people, kicking in people's doors. They want raids. They want people rounded up. They want them excluded from the country. That sounds to me like a Nazi-style Gestapo state, Al. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. But Al says if America fails, well, he gives us a reason as to why it will be. We'll share it with you coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece. release and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1097 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1097. 1-800-339-1097.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, and that includes archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there, front page of the website, for your listening convenience at freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL, CAI, does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. All right, so just a few more thoughts on this email from Al in New York City. Al, the so-called libertarian, who believes that there's no problem with this country. Oh, it's fine. The government's now, so tiny, and it's not getting bigger. It's
I have to take umbrage with that. You know, I mean, maybe Al's not as principled as you are, or as I am, certainly, or Wayne. But he may very well be a libertarian. You know,
I think he's libertarian in that he'd like to see pot legal. But just being a one-issue libertarian does not make a libertarian.
I understand, but I'll take my libertarians where I can get them.
That's not a libertarian.
Extent.
That's somebody who will assist you on a libertarian issue. And that's fine. I'll take my assistance where I can get it. I'll work with a socialist if they're going in the same direction that I am. If there's a socialist out there that would like to see legal marijuana, but that's all they agree with me on, I'll work with them on that one issue. That doesn't mean I'm going to call them a libertarian. Anyway, Al says, if America falls, it will not be from China or bad government.
Mm-hmm.
It will be from the lose of our culture.
The what of our culture?
The lose. I think he means loss. Anyway, he misspelled it.
He actually sounds more like a conservative libertarian.
Yeah, I don't
Hard
know.
To say. He smokes pot, though.
And he's worried about corporations. I don't think it'll be the loss of our culture because, Ben Franklin was bemoaning the loss of the English culture here in America to the Germans in Pennsylvania. 300 years ago, Al. This is,
you want to stop the invasion of the Krauts? Is that what
you
going
Well,
on?
You know, at that point it was the Hessians, you know.
And then it was the Irish, it was the Italians.
You know, it's
been
all
so many
along.
Different groups.
No, it's not the culture. The culture, the culture. It's the Chicken Little saying of you know, our current times. Just give it up.
It really
They're
is.
They're not, the Mexicans are not going to take America from you, I swear. You know, and if right. they speak Spanish and they eat goats instead of cows, so what? It'll yeah. be all right, I swear.
Goat milk is good.
Really, I mean, it gets back to the definition of what is the culture of America. What is it that you're talking about anyway, Al? I don't understand it, because I think that you can have different cultures in America. I think the thing that makes America neat is that we accept people, or supposedly, accept people from all around the world who are in search of more freedom, and we allow them to create whatever sort of life they want for themselves, and that may or may not include similar facets to your culture, to what you consider your culture. I don't know. Maybe Al's culture is, you know, to be a good Christian and go to church every week and hang out with people like that and smoke pot at night. And maybe somebody else's culture is to go to punk rock shows or to hang out with rockers and get drunk every night. Or there's a bunch of different people living in their own little culture in America. I don't think there's one overarching culture. If anything, it's supposed to be the culture of freedom where anything goes, as
and
long as you aren't hurting someone.
Different culture in Southern California than there is in Wisconsin, than there is in Texas, than there is in Florida, than there is in Maine. So to say, or than there is in New York City, to say that there's a culture in America is just
absurd,
ludicrous.
Right. And to say suggest that you could lose it, I mean, you can't even define it in the first
right.
place.
It doesn't
How
exist.
Are you going to know when it's gone, Al? Thanks for the email. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Long live Free Talk.
Hey, Dave. What's on your mind?
Hey, I think most people today are afraid of true freedom. Matter of fact, the statement that all men are created equal will start an argument with mostly anybody, and that our Creator gave us certain unalienable rights, and among these, right, are freedom, pursuit of happiness, and liberty of freedom. And he says among these, those he only mentioned three of them. And there's so many more unalienable rights given to us by our Creator that's being taken away by our government.
Well, now maybe that's because maybe they were wrong, Dave. And maybe this is, now, follow me on this. Maybe they were wrong. Maybe bureaucrats were not created equal. Maybe they were created better. Maybe bureaucrats were created better than the rest of mankind.
No, see, let me get to the immigration thing. This thing America isn't a place. The place is in people's heart, mind, and soul.
Mm.
It's
it's more than just lines on a map.
Right. It's meant for the world, man. It's meant. Everybody's afraid of the immigrant. When the slaves were released, they said, that's going to ruin America. Then the Irish came. They said, that was going to ruin America. Then the Italians and the Poles, that was going to ruin America. Then they gave the vote to the black. That was going to ruin America. And it never did. America gets better every time. I say, open up the gates. Let more free people, our forefather says that we're going to need more freedoms when this place gets bigger. You know, we
right.
got to compete with China, with this global stuff. We got to compete with India. We're going to need the Canadians. We're going to need the Mexicans. And we're going to need ourselves to show these people the way to freedom.
Yeah, it's not the immigrants' problem. It's the problem with government.
Uncle Sam. Tell Al. Who's at the front door letting them in? Uncle Sam is doing it. And know why? Because Uncle Sam is complying to treaties we have entered in through. If they just look into the records that are written down already, they meant in Montreal, they met in Waco, they met in the one place down there in Cancun. They announced the North American Union. Nobody wants to talk about it. I say, instead of feeling afraid that America is going to disappear, no, Americans are going to rise up and show people how to be free, and we'll bring it to the world if we have to.
That's the plan, Dave, and we really appreciate hearing from you, as always. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Also, I want to thank Dave and I believe Rick and a few of the other listeners over there in KGEZ land in Montana for taking the time to call in. I called their program director the other week, and apparently they do, you know, they do like a midday local show there on the station, and they called in to go to bat for Free Talk Live. They actually just called the midday show and said, hey, we want to get more Free Talk Live, because they're only getting 1 hour of the show on KGEZ. And so now we're in talks about maybe doing a little expansion. I got my fingers crossed, and it's all because of those guys calling and going to bat for us. And that's really awesome.
Cool.
And we really appreciate that. And we appreciate that from anybody anywhere who listens to the show. Calling the local stations makes a big difference for us. And because it helps get the show out to more new people. It helps get the message of freedom and liberty, us agitators, as Al would call us, out to more people. And, of course, as Free Talk Live expands, as more new people start hearing this show, we're going to find some people that don't like us. We're going to find some people that don't agree with what we're doing, but that's fine. That's inevitable. That is the cross we bear for doing a talk radio show. You know, this isn't an advice show, though we're happy to give you advice if you're looking for it. We've certainly done it in the past, and this isn't a lightweight program where we're trying to make it look like America's a wonderful, happy place. If America was a wonderful, happy place, I'd be happy to talk about how great it is. But right now, all I can see are problems in America. There's the occasional good news, and as you pointed out, Mark, we bring it to you when it comes across our desk. But when you've got bad news upon bad news upon bad news, it really behooves us, as people who believe in freedom, to talk about it and to bring it to your attention. So hopefully that more can just happen than just talking, because talk's important and everything, and we like to do it here on Free Talk Live, but talk isn't really action. And that's one of the things we support, is action. People getting up off their butts, doing something about liberty, getting liberty back in our lifetime. And that's why we're such big supporters of the Free State Project. More's on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. It is your show. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wristies is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wristies provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wristies provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wristies now at wristies.com. That's Wristies, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristies.com. Once again, wristies.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live and your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. That's the packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne?
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so do enjoy them. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by voting for us. We ask you to do it once a month. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. Very simple, very effective. Helps us get more people listening to the show online because your votes help keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. Last night we were at number 2. I'm not sure where we're at right now, but it's thanks to your votes that we're even there. Vote.freetalklive.com. Also, we need you to go to dig.freetalklive.com. Register for a Dig account if you don't have one yet. It's free. And then dig up Free Talk Live. We're the number 2. And now this, there's a little bit of good news here, Mark.
Yeah.
And I sent out an email about this last night, so if you're on the updates list, you already know about it. But dig.com, one of the top 100 websites in the entire world, and the entire, at least in the United States, it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Dig is a huge website, looked at by a lot of people. It's a brilliant site. It allows people to essentially dig up news stories that they find of interest. And if you dig the news story, the more digs the story gets, therefore the more people are interested in it, the it gets promoted. It gets to the front page. More people can then see it, and hence they can dig it and get the story and all of that. So it's a neat way to do news. And allow, essentially, it's like almost a democratic process, but it's on a voluntary basis, so I support it. I think it's cool. Anyway, Dig's a cool site, and they've started a podcast section on Dig.com. Well, there's a little bit of good news. And the good news is that of the news podcast, now Dig is a technology website for the most part, so the tech podcasts are just wiping the slate clean. I mean, it's going to be impossible to compete with some of the tech podcasts,
mm-hmm.
but we can still get up there. We could still make it onto the front page. We aren't on the front page right now. We could be with about 10 times the votes that we currently have. So if every one of our listeners went and dug Free Talk Live, we'd make it to the front page at dig.freetalklive.com. The good news is, under the news subcategory, the top 2 podcasts are libertarian podcasts.
Oh, cool.
A lot of techies are libertarians.
It's true.
Who's the other... there's another podcast out there that's libertarian?
And libertarians. Libertarianism is getting hot. It's certainly attracting more younger people, and Dig has certainly a more younger audience. The other podcast is, of course, the awesome Penn Jillette, who we love here on Free Talk Live, and that's why it's so hard to compete with somebody who you admire. But nonetheless, don't dig Penn Show.
Mm-hmm.
Dig Free Talk Live at dig.freetalklive.com. As much as you may want to dig Penn Show, you must withhold from the urge. I even wanted to go and dig Penn Show just because I like the guy. But I can't do that because that would hurt us, and we want to be number 1. So dig.freetalklive.com.
Hey, we've been talking about government regulations. Al had emailed in and said, oh, it's no big deal. You guys complain too much about the government. They're not tyrannical. They're not evil. They're not trying to corrupt people. But they are. And, Wayne, you've got an example of some pretty uncorruptible people that the government's doing its best to corrupt. What's going on?
That's right. The Amish. There was a really interesting article last week on freemarketnewsnetwork.com about how the Amish have much to teach us. And basically it gets into the sense of self-sufficiency the Amish have, how their communities are very voluntary. If somebody's house burns down, who fixes it for them?
The Amish.
The Amish do, right. They don't ask for government assistance. They don't do any of these things. Well, basically what's happened in a few states, and particularly in this case, the Buckeye state of Ohio, is that the local bureaucrats there are trying to promote food stamps to the Amish, and they don't want to accept them.
Hmm.
And, in fact, a lot of these bureaucrats have had orders from higher-ups to promote them to these Amish people. Get those food stamps out. And basically it's been the Amish are resisting it wholeheartedly. They're not accepting them.
As expected. I mean, they are very independent people, and that's one of the reasons I have so much respect for the Amish. I mean, as an atheist, I have a lot of respect for the Amish because they keep to themselves. They keep their religion to themselves. If you want to know about their religion, they'll tell you about it,
right.
But you're going to have to ask them.
Well, I know in your native Sarasota, Florida, there's a pretty big
community.
Amish community, and there's this group of Amish midgets that crosses the street sometimes, and once in a while I see them. Oh, you've never seen them?
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm surprised you haven't seen them.
I am too. I've lived there my whole life up until this year.
Amish midgets.
But they're great people. I've had the chance to work with some of them because I was working in the sales department at a radio station there.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the clients that you'd set up the accounts, Mark, were Amish folk.
Yep.
And one of the people I had approached just on my own was an Amish furniture dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just some of the nicest, most friendly people you want to deal with, people you want to do business with.
And up front, they
honest to the core.
Yeah.
Dude, now I know you're pulling this news from Free Market News Network. Did they actually have any quotes from the Amish as far as how they're rebuffing the government bureaucrats when they're trying to ply them with food stamps?
No. This article is based on Paul Jacobs' latest at the time last week Common Sense column, and what he notes is the reluctance of the Amish people, along with Latino immigrants, also due to their own personal sense of pride, to sign up for the program has state bureaucrats and politicians very concerned. Who knows? Maybe if people see that others can make it on their own, we won't need so much welfare. Well, maybe it's not the real problem. Maybe it's the politicians and bureaucrats who administer the programs that are the problem. To keep their own jobs, maybe?
Yeah, well, because if people aren't taking the food stamps, then they're not going to get bigger budgets next year, right?
That means there's probably more people working in the food stamp administration than there are people accepting food stamps.
It's certainly possible, at least in maybe Amish areas of the country.
Yes.
And so essentially they're trying to ply the Amish with the food stamps so they can expand their program, so the government program can grow.
It's sick and it's pathetic.
They're not trying to help people. They're trying to get them on the dole.
They're trying to make them dole junkies.
I don't see how anybody can let's go back to Al and his position that, well, you're rattling the cage. Why are you shaking the boat? What's the deal here? This government's not a problem. Why are you talking about things in small town USA? Well, the Amish live in small town USA, the areas of Ohio and Pennsylvania that they live in. I don't even know if they qualify as towns. They're so small. And we're talking about this because it's important to everyone. Welfare's an issue that whether or not you're Amish, you should know and understand is a problem. Government welfare gets people hooked on government handouts, whether they be in the form of food stamps or a paycheck every month. You're getting rewarded for filling out paperwork, essentially. And government welfare is something that I don't think a lot of people really understand how devious it is. I think a lot of people, their conceptualization of welfare is, well, people that need help, they go to get welfare and they get help.
Amish don't need help and they don't want help. And these people are trying to ram it down their throats. And it's disgusting. It's a cancer.
And when you dig into the issue of welfare, that's when you really start to understand how devious it is, how despicable and destructive it can be, in that not only are they trying to shove it down people's throats, not only are they getting people hooked on this welfare, which, of course, is dangerous to their sense of pride and their sense of self-responsibility and everything.
But the program, ever going back to work.
But as far as just the concept of helping people, welfare's the worst way you can imagine to help people because, as you pointed out, Mark, there are more welfare bureaucrats probably in these areas than there are actual people on welfare. And in the case of welfare programs in general, there's a tremendous amount of overhead.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you just look at it from the perspective of, oh, well, they're helping people. And there may be people that are honestly getting help on welfare. I'm not ironing that out. The point is, it's inefficient. The government takes your money, then they distribute it to the welfare bureaucrats, who then buy a bunch of office furniture and laptops and a bunch of crap that they don't necessarily need. They give themselves tremendous, you know, the administrators get six-figure salaries and that sort of thing.
They have to administrate, after all.
And they splurge with this money because they didn't have to earn it. They didn't have to go out like Salvation Army and hold the pots and ring the bells outside of stores. They
right.
just took the money, and then they essentially, I believe that Dr. Mary Ruart specifies in her excellent book, Healing Our World, which I recommend. You can read it for free, actually, at her website, ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T.com. She points out that the welfare program at the federal level has a something like a 60 to 70% overhead.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that means of every dollar that comes in, a quarter is going back out to the people that are on the welfare program. And the bureaucrats, the middle-class bureaucrats running the show, they're the ones that are benefiting from welfare.
They're middlemen, basically. They're just giving the crumbs back to the people who need it.
And that's something that somebody doesn't know until they actually dig into the program and understand why what's going on and understand why it works that way. And the reason it works that way is because it's government. It doesn't work that way for the Salvation Army, the United Way, these other organizations that help other people.
No, if it did work that way for those organizations, people would stop giving them money because they're too inefficient.
And the other thing is that if you don't like what the United Way is doing or you discover that there's some corruption within them, you can stop giving voluntarily.
You can't do that with government.
That's right. And what does government produce?
Boy, bureaucrats?
I mean, what productive thing do they produce?
They're a parasite on the economy.
That's the whole point, that the productive part of our economy is shrinking. We need to regrow that.
And that's why, one of the reasons we talk about these things. Now, coming up, we got into the discussion earlier about purism libertarians and the schisms within the libertarian movement. I've got something that speaks to that here in a few moments. 800-259-9231. Hour number three is on the way, and as always, you can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.